Hello, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Next question. In which of the states, following states, are you registered? Nevada? California? I'm sorry?
Nevada.
Nevada. Okay, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
1998.
Thank you. Next question. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm almost certain to vote.
Almost certain. Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
It is the funding of the genocide perpetrated by the nation state of Israel.
Okay. It is the funding perpetrator?
No, it is the funding of the genocide.
Of the genocide.
Perpetrated by the state of Israel, being funded by the United States.
Okay. Funded by the United States.
Yeah. The president keeps passing bills to send them more money.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Thank you. Next question. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Joe Biden, unfortunately.
Joe Biden, okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I think I'll have to try going Green Party Jill Stein.
Okay, thank you. Jill Stein, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Next question. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I'm still not sure about that. I'm still looking at all the...
Okay, undecided?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more towards, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I guess the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay, no problem. Well, if the elections were held today, to which candidate will you lean more towards, Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Thank you. Next question. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump, the Republican Party, or Joe Biden, the Democratic Party?
I would have to say neither.
Neither? Okay. Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants for being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states and experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next question. We're almost done now. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Number one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
So my responses are whether I would vote for him if he passed that?
Yeah. Will it make you feel like much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him? Or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference, okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
It makes no difference.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
It makes no difference.
Thank you so much. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not concerned at all about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Extremely concerned.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closest to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Trump or Biden's?
Biden's.
Somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat closer.
Okay, thank you. And after hearing some of this information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm still much more likely to vote for Jill Stein.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers?
I know so many people.
Okay. The options are yes, someone I know, yes, a friend, yes, a coworker, yes, a family member, yes, but I prefer not to specify any of those.
Yes, a friend.
A friend, okay. Thank you. Next. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Spanish language radio programs, Univision or Telemundo or Newsmax, Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, Facebook, YouTube, Fox News channel or website, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, or none of the above?
I use several of those.
Several? Would you mind naming at least one?
The first option you said, that was Spanish radio.
Spanish, okay, thank you. Next. Finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal, or other?
Other.
Other, okay. Can you please specify?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, okay. So that's Central America, okay. Let me just change this real quick. Nicaragua, Nicaragua. Okay, thank you so much. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
In another country.
Okay. Is that Nicaragua?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. What languages do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, sometimes, or something else?
Spanish and English equally.
Equally, okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
Independent?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What's it called? 12th grade of high school.
Okay, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
I'm not affiliated with any religion.
None? Okay. Do you consider yourself atheist?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
So, Drimar, D-R-I-M-A-R.
Okay, thank you, Drimar. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, one last question. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are registered, that you are interested in a follow-up research study, and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Good night.